The Braves, they have three lefties, A.J. Minter, Tyler Matzek, and Will Smith. The Astros, they have kind of a similar setup with Stanek, Graveman, and Presley. So when you look at the bullpens, too, because we know we're going to get to those bullpens, it may be up to those six men of who wins and dominates this series, or if anybody dominates. But we've got three games in Atlanta, and we'll see what happens. Well, let's assume there's going to be three games. There's got to be three, right? We're 1-1 right now.
Yeah, 1-1. But if obviously if the Braves win out, it's over.
It's over. But if not, then it's back to Houston for the final two games.
Yeah.
So
it
should be interesting.
And it'll be fun. And we'll be cataloging all of it coming up over the course of the next few days. But these three games, if the Braves win out in these three games, the deal is done.
Now, here's kind of an interesting thing from a betting standpoint. There is a plus 1600 if Adam Duvall and Jose Altuve each hit a home run in tonight's game. So a little.
And what'll that pay you again?
That would be plus 1600, meaning if you put up $100, you would win $1,600.
Oh!
But Adam Duvall has to hit a home run, and so does Jose Altuve. So that's really throwing it out there. But it's just an example, Kevin, of they've got odds on just about everything.
I know. I just love that. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Coming up after the break, we're going to be joined by Peter Navarro, former assistant to President Trump. He is the author of a new book that is apparently doing really well in advanced sales. In Trump Time, a Journal of America's Plague Year. And he takes you behind the scenes in the book of what it was like for 4 years dealing with the president, Dr. Anthony Fauci. We talked a lot about Dr. Anthony Fauci. A lot of people in the Trump administration, I think, were wary of Dr. Anthony Fauci, that he was just a bad dude. We'll let you hear that and a whole lot more coming up from that interview with Peter Navarro, the former assistant to President Trump. Speaking of A-list guests, coming up on Monday, the person that's going to be sitting in this chair from 3 to 6 is going to have one of the top guests in the world. Is going to be joining him right here on this radio station. Be listening at 3 o'clock. Make sure you're listening, because you're not going to want to miss this. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 5:30, as we check out our traffic cams, I was looking around on the Beltway. It looked good. It looked good until it didn't. There's a crash consuming the left lanes. That's on the 215 westbound at Eastern. So you're going to have to squeeze through there on the right side. At least two of the left lanes are consumed, and the crews are on scene on that one. Slow flows 215 westbound at St. Rose, eastbound 215 at Valley Verde. Expect reduced speeds on the 15 north at Hacienda, southbound 15 at Flamingo, and the delays continue on the 515 eastbound at Main and westbound at Eastern, as that construction zone is also consuming a couple of lanes.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV football looking to end their 13-game losing streak tonight. They are in Reno for a matchup against UNR. UNLV 0-7 this year, 0-3 in Mountain West play. Nevada 5-2, 2-1 in the conference. The rest of the Mountain West schedule this weekend all being played tomorrow. Hawaii at Utah State. Wyoming goes to San Jose State. Boise State on the road to match up against Colorado State, and number 21 San Diego State at home against Fresno State. Vegas Golden Knights hockey there at home tonight against Anaheim. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
O'Reilly. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Mersana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency.
Did you get those Watson records?
She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local for a Friday. Of course, Friday is the best day of the week. But coming up Monday is going to be pretty tough to top. We'll be moving from noon till 3, and our next host of 3 to 6 will have the ultimate A-list guest on from 3 to 6. Okay? So just can't tell you who it is yet, but you'll know the name, and you'll know the name of his first guest. I can just about promise you. I had a chance to visit earlier today with Peter Navarro. He's the former assistant to President Donald Trump, and he's also the author of In Trump Time, a Journal of America's Plague Year. I can't wait to read the book. But I had a chance to talk to him, and I asked him what it's like to live and be a part of making history.
Yeah, it's a complex question. I can tell you it was just an honor and a privilege to be with the boss. Interestingly enough, as the In Trump Time book describes, I was only one of three White House senior officials to actually survive, as it were, from the campaign in 2016, where I was the top economic and trade advisor, all the way to the end of what we'd like to troll the Democrats with as the end of his first term. During that time, my mission from the boss, at least for the first 3 years, it was to be the tip of the spear for the Buy American, Hire American stuff. If we had done more of that, and if we do more of that, we wouldn't be having all the supply chain stuff. I was the tough guy, the China hawk, that helped bring China to the table. I was point on, for example, the steel and aluminum tariffs, which have been such a great benefit to the country. But I can tell you that my biggest surprise in early 2017 was how many people inside the perimeter I would have to fight who were disloyal to President Trump. And the In Trump Time book, it's the last year of the administration, but it's based on the journal, the Daily Journal I began keeping in 2017 when I realized, A, I would be a part of history, large or small, but also that there had to be accountability for what was going to happen. And I view as everything that preceded my tenure at the White House is preparing me for that. There's a fun chapter. You might get a kick out of this. Chapter 4 in the In Trump Time book. It's a Peace Corps Martian in the White House, right? And what's that all about? Well, the film The Martian, I don't know if you remember that, was Work the Problem, right? And I find myself in February of 2020, the trade advisor, being like one of only two people or three people besides the president and Robert O'Brien as the security advisor, who actually thought we were going to have a pandemic. And I was the guy who started working with the president to get the vaccine going, to get the PPE where we needed it and all that. And the Peace Corps part of the thing was interesting. To prepare for the Peace Corps, I actually went to a military training school to learn how to repair hospital equipment. And what that taught me how to do was troubleshoot problems in real time. So, come pandemic time, I find myself, you're in Vegas, like a lot of MMA boxing matches take place there. I mean, I was like in brawls, and one of the biggest brawls I would have would be with Fauci. I mean, and folks, read the In Trump Time book. By the time you get to the end of that, you want Fauci not only fired, but in an orange jumpsuit and put away for life. He killed millions of people with his behavior. I proved that in the book. But, I had to fight him the whole time, constantly undermining President Trump, constantly undermining our ability to fight the Communist Chinese Party virus. And so, as I said, it's a complex question, but it was a mission for me, not a job, and just an honor to serve the president.
You brought up Dr. Fauci. How has he survived, not just through one administration, but two administrations? How has he not been taken down yet?
Well, I can guarantee you this. If everybody reads the In Trump Time book in America, he will be gone. He will not only be gone. See, here he needs to get fired first from the highest paying government job there is. Then they need to, pick him up at a bus as he's walking out the door with his, like banker box of documents and corruption from the big pharma. Take him over to Capitol Hill, strap him into a witness chair, make him confess his crimes, and then take him over to the courts for civil suits, because all the people who lost loved ones because of him, sue him, and for lying to Congress, sue him. And he survives because the left protects him, because he was the guy they used to beat up Donald Trump, so they're vested in him. He survives because Big Pharma's got their hooks in him. And the chapter two, it's interesting, if you've got a minute, chapter two of the book takes place in the historic Situation Room. I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard. That's a room that John F. Kennedy set up after the Bay of Pigs invasion was such a debacle. Basically, the sit room is used for all these national security things. It's where President Trump orchestrated the killing of al-Baghdadi and all manner of stuff. So it's January 28th. Let me put you in the room. It's January 28th, 2020. President Trump has tasked me with convincing the coronavirus task force to support his proposed ban on travel from China. And remember, this is early in the pandemic, right? The pandemic wouldn't be declared until March, right? So this is early on. And so I walk into the sit room, and then, Mulvaney, the acting chief, he's down at one end of the table. I got one of Pompeo's hats on my left shoulder. I got the Orville Redenbacher doppelganger. You know who I'm talking about here?
Yeah.
Bob Redfield, right? The doctor of CDC. And then Azar, right? I knew all four of these guys were going to be opposing the travel ban for different reasons. But there's this guy sitting across from me at high noon, little guy, little round glasses on. Didn't know he was a saint. Didn't know he walked on water. Didn't know he was the end all of be all, and it's like 2 minutes in, I'm in like a violent shouting match with the SOB, and he is insisting that the virus is no threat and that travel bans don't work. And I'm thinking to myself, like Bush the Sunday, I was like, who is this guy? And I say to him, dude, you mean to tell me if 20,000 Chinese nationals are coming in from a country which is hot with a virus, right? And a lot of these people are likely from Wuhan, lit up like Christmas trees. We're better off just letting them come on down. I mean, you can't be serious. And I knew right then that two things, that this guy thinks he's smarter than he is, and number two, that he was going to hurt not only the president but the country, right? And I was right about the travel ban. He was wrong. President Trump saved millions of lives by invoking that. But here's the most important thing. This is what's most interesting. 3 days later, Fauci would get an email from a scientist at the Scripps Institute telling him flat out that the virus was genetically engineered in all probability. Now, think about that. So what does Fauci know on January 31st, 2020? He knows the following. The virus came from Wuhan, number one. The virus popped up within yards of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which is also a P4 bioweapons lab. Fact two. Fact three, Fauci used American taxpayer money to finance that lab. In fact four, Fauci was the guy who made sure they were allowed to do these gain-of-function experiments, which could turn a harmless bat virus into a human killer, right? So he's been told by Christian Anderson that this thing's genetically engineered. He knows all this. Sir, what do you think he knew at that point? He knew exactly that damn thing came from the lab. What did he do? This is the big lie of omission. He lied to Rand Paul in Congress, flat out lied. The bigger lie, the lie of omission, was him not going to the president, the task force, myself, and saying, you know, this well could be from that lab. And I'll tell you what, here's why this is important. If we had known that then, we would have had a totally different strategy in fighting the pandemic. We would have held China accountable. We would have demanded that they reveal everything they knew about the virus, and millions of people would be alive today, including hundreds of thousands of Americans. That's the Tony Fauci you and I are talking about. That man has blood on his hands, and keep him away from us. Keep him away from our six-year-olds with his jab and his vaccine in there. Which look, we can talk a lot about the vaccine. I'm not anti-vax. I helped develop it. But you give it to senior citizens who need it, people with comorbidities. You don't jab six-year-olds.
There you go. You don't jab six-year-olds. Stay where you are. And by the way, I want to read the book. I have not had a chance to read the book. Normally, they send out a copy in advance so I can read the book and then question them on it. They didn't do that, but that's okay. But I'll go out and get a copy because I'd like to see kind of eyewitness testimony on what went down, in particular with Dr. Fauci. I really want to get to the bottom of how this guy survived time and time again. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Business owners, this is Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Big question for gentleman Jim Dallas. You know, all the Halloween parties coming up tomorrow. Everybody's going to have a Halloween party. Every bar has a Halloween party. What are you dressing up as?
You know, I haven't dressed up for Halloween for a period of time now.
So. No! You got to get with the program, man. You got to get with the program.
You think so?
Yeah, you never know. Never know. Now, big weekend planned. And I'm going to join the likes of gentleman Jim Dallas, am I not?
Indeed. If from what I'm hearing is true, you are going to be inducted into the Nevada Hall of Fame, the broadcaster's wing of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Really excited. Going down to the Four Seasons tomorrow, and it's tomorrow night's going to be a big night for me, and I'm real excited about it, and I'm grateful to Nevada Broadcasters Association for honoring me. It's something I did not expect, and I'm absolutely blown away by it. So that's gonna be fun.
It was a lot of fun when they invited us over. In fact, my boss at the time was inducted at the same time I was, John Schaefer, over at...
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, the station across the street, down the road there. It was 2011, and Jerry Lewis was still alive, and he was the keynote speaker and said a few things. It was later on in his life. He wasn't as sharp as he was before, but it was great. I met the governor, and it was a lot of fun. You're going to love that. It's really, and it's an accomplishment. It's an achievement, and congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm just grateful to the Nevada Broadcasters Association for making me a part of this evening. And that's going to be tomorrow night at the Four Seasons, and very, very excited about that. Stick around. Our final moments in the 3-6 slot. I'll have some comments about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I am running for Nevada governor because there are a lot of things we need to fix right now. To be clear, I'm not against welcoming new residents if they come to our state legally. The Biden administration, with the obvious approval of Steve Sisolak, is refusing to enforce current immigration laws. Biden and his corrupt comrades are encouraging and actively facilitating the illegal invasion of Nevada by using buses to transport an endless stream of unvetted men, women, and children into our state without even testing them for COVID-19. We know that violent gang members, human traffickers, and illegal drug shipments are mixed in with the frightened immigrants who are being used by the drug cartels. And our current governor is silent. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Listen to AM 670 Sports Flash daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. Get local and national sports updates from your favorite teams on AM 670, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Do you know a high school senior who could use some extra cash to attend college? Encourage them to apply for the Ronald McDonald House Charity Scholarship. RMHC, McDonald's, and our community partners have awarded more than $4 million in scholarships to deserving students over the years. So apply today. Current high school seniors in Clark and Nye counties with a 2.7 GPA are eligible. For details on how to apply, visit rmhlv.org. Applications are due January 7th.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I can't believe it. It's come to this. It has finally come to this. Our final moments in afternoon drive on this radio station. We're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. Trust me. But we are moving noon until 3. And that means I'll be available for happy hour or anything else. You know, go to any of the shows down on the strip. I can get there. I don't have to worry about being late. It's going to be really a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I want to thank everybody that's made our stay and afternoon drive a real fun one. Marty Bash and Andy Vieira and